switching gears.
Hi, Bly. Hi, Bly. So this is Switching Gears. You probably have never heard of us.
Have you heard of us?
Single white male sitting in the audience. Only one guy. We have one guy here at Emerald City Steampunk 2015. At least we have one.
Yeah. We thought there weren't going to be any people. Hey!
Whoa.
Get in here.
No. Whoa!
He's coming in though. Look at that.
Hello, other...
Hi.
Male.
What's your name?
Markota.
What?
Markota.
Oh, okay.
Markota or...
Like, that's Mark really and Dakota.
We're, like, trying to bribe people to come listen to us because we're funny sometimes.
Do you have friends? Go get them.
Man, you lost that, though, because I liked your answer way better. He's like, I have some.
What's your name? What?
Wayne?
Do you get tired of the Wayne's World jokes? Oh, anymore.
It's been a few years since that movie came out.
Well, okay. That's one of my favorite movies. That's why I was asking. I am a huge Wayne's World fan.
I don't... I haven't seen that movie.
It's my bean and beer.
Yo, what up?
Hello.
Homeboys.
Hi, boys. What you doing?
Aw, thanks.
Okay, that seat's taken, obviously. Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, have you met my daughter?
I don't think so.
This is Abigail.
Hi, Abigail.
And then that is Aria over there being shady.
Her name's not Aria, it's train wreck.
It's very true. All the truth.
Okay, now I'm getting one of
the. So how did your panel go, or how did your cosplay podcast?
It went really well. We were in the hallway, so we didn't think we'd have anybody. And we ended up just having people all around the table. And it was kind of like same style you guys did when you did TFX over people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it went really well. We had to cut it short. They ended up having the team going. But everybody started jumping in with how fun the hotel is and experiences they had.
Awesome.
Hold up. This hotel is haunted? Why didn't anybody tell me that before? Because I fucking love haunted weird shit.
It was all over everything and a part of Wichita history. So it should be common knowledge for people who are.
I'm not from here. Well, I am from here, but I moved away for 18 years and then I had to go live in Sadville, Harrington. And then I missed out on all the.
I don't want to hear her excuses, honestly.
In fairness, the hotel's been haunted for, like, I don't know, like 18 years.
Someday you'll spug yours, right?
Yeah, well, today is that day.
Yes!
No. No, like, this is a real thing. Like, I really want to go ghost hunting.
No, that's fine. We can, like, do
then
a
you
tour.
You need to check out Doc Finnis's panel at...
I don't know, like, both Doc Finnis are
really?
That's awesome. The paranormal.
So I feel like this is something
is
in the making because you guys want to do fundraising. I need you to calm down for a minute. Do like a funder because you guys are doing your Kickstarter. We could do a haunted tour, Switching Gears and Beard and Bean.
Oh my god.
Go ghost hunting. We're like the Scooby Gang, but way derpier.
Which of us is Velma?
If he jumps in the line,
are you Velma since you're the natural
blonde? Oh, I will totally
be you're
Velma.
Blind. Yeah, I'm Daphne.
I will totally be Velma because she's closet hottie.
She's not so closet. Yeah,
yes! Screw you, Daphne.
Dude, I don't give a shit. Daphne in the new show is my favorite thing because she is all over Fred. And Fred's like, I need to make some traps. And Daphne's like, but I'm naked.
So what you're telling me is you're a needy bitch.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Well, there's a new show where Daphne.
No, I mean she. No. The new show
is a legit show.
It's amazing.
Kate, you're fantastic.
Spell I.
Got mermaids in
it. I'm spelling one for you.
So,
okay, good.
I don't know if you guys have checked out the other night, but we found almost immediate response worldwide. Like, not a normal fan, but Meerkat is kind of Periscope.
And I don't know what this is.
And you can simulcast your podcast. On video, get streamed over Twitter and everything else. So it's Meerkat, Meerkat.
K-A-T?
Uh-huh. Like regular meerkat.
Meerkat?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
That's awesome.
So, is it video or audio?
Video.
Video, so if we filmed our podcast.
Do what?
So if we filmed our podcast?
No, you broadcast it live.
Oh.
Yeah,
and
no.
And you can save it to a library.
And instead of doing
so
like through Twitch,
I'm doing it on our page. And see, the neat thing about Meerkat is that someone else will rebroadcast.
Is that a fucking unicycle?
While you're broadcasting and use theirs. Like we had four different people rebroadcasting what we were telling last night.
That's awesome. It's kind of like what Twitch is doing now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Because we've been talking about live streaming with Twitch, but it just is so sketchy sometimes.
This is on your phone.
That's awesome.
On our phone?
On your phone. Meerkat is
an
app? There's
an
app? Red here, apparently.
Okay. Let me look it up right now.
Oh! Yeah. What did I tell you about my butt?
Absolutely. Are they recording the podcast already?
Yeah. Well, no, we're kind of BSing right now because everybody's coming in.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. I didn't want to be having a conversation with Scooby Doo back here.
Oh, no,
I'm
about that life. I also don't think it will pick you up that far away with the music going on in the background.
Is it on iPad, too?
Can you watch the movie table?
Cool. I have an iPad. That'll work.
No.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Fine.
Yeah, we've got that perfect.
I don't want to touch the common folk. I apologize, but you're all kind of weird.
You probably haven't been vaccinated.
Whoa. We're not getting political today. I'm too tired for that. Oh my gosh, look, Ari's playing with a jellyfish.
Oh,
that's
no.
The most adorable thing I've ever seen.
I've never seen
her. How have you not seen that? Like, that's broadcasted everywhere.
That's our thing.
My favorite thing is when we're at a convention and we have a booth and, like, the weird guy will come over and he will literally be walking and then he'll read it and do a double take and go.
Dude, it's the same guy. It's the same guy. And he's always in, like, a fucking hooded trench coat thing. I almost snapped out on that air cap.
Because you're kind of a dick.
I was like, no, we don't do porn. Move on. Go play your games.
I mean, we could if the money was right. I'm just saying. I'm pretty broke.
Nah, I'm pretty straight.
I didn't say with you, geez.
Bitch.
Why don't visit me? So, let's talk about the weird and wacky.
All right. So, okay. The weird and wacky is that the fact that there have been certain names that have spiked in popularity, and there's a correlation between steampunk being on the rise and these names also becoming more and more popular. These are the reasons that they think. Ada is one of them. The daughter of Lord Byron. Ada Lovelace. But Lovelace is also like a porn star, right?
I don't know.
Lovelace is like an old school like porn star name. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I'm a huge fan of the name Agatha.
Agatha?
Actually, Abby was going to be Agatha or Eleanor, but everyone kept making fun of me because
I like
Eleanor. That's too old lady name. I'm a huge Eleanor fan.
I like Eleanor.
Bram and Briar. I like Briar.
Briar Rose is for the Sleeping Beauty, the German edition. It's actually what is her name? She was in that really bad show, Heart of Dixie.
I'm not
Rachel Bilson.
With crappy shows.
She named her daughter Briar Rose.
Clementine. I really like oranges. I couldn't imagine naming my child that, though.
Clementine is my brother's cat's name.
That's a cat.
It's also, it also comes from Clementary, which was an old mercenary.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Edison and Tesla. I'm totally down for those.
Edison's pretty cool.
I'm really considering renaming my son. Well, his name is Liam, but I feel like I should just rename him Edison. Yeah.
Edison is a traitor.
Well, okay. Yeah, no, I'll give you that. I'm a more fan of Tesla, but I like the name Edison better than Tesla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Tesla's more of a legit person.
There's
BS crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
he
slept with pigeons.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
I don't know.
And they also do not have nipples.
I don't want to know. Hugo.
Fish do not have nipples.
Hugo is another name. The big movie Hugo, which I didn't even watch because it didn't intrigue me at all. But one of the reasons is because of that movie. Okay. There's also Ives is a variant on the saintly name Yves Evo. I don't know how if I'm saying these right.
No, you're probably not.
Oh, okay, cool. And then Jeter, because of an author, but all I think of is Derek Jeter.
Who just retired.
Yeah, so.
Well, but Jeter is the one who named Steve Love. He's the guy
who put
the name.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact. Jules is also one of steampunk's patron saints. That's what I call my old roommate, Julie.
Jules. Patron saint. Hey. You're a real douchebag.
Hey. You know this next one?
Whisper of the Week.
Phineas.
Oh, and Ferb.
Yeah, that's all I think of.
See, every time I hear the name Phineas, I think of the show.
See?
Well, I think we got Doc Phineas this weekend now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think one Phineas is too many Phineases.
How do you say this one? I don't know how to say this one. Sofrina? Sofrina?
Sofrina.
Sofrina. Timonic.
Sophia Loren. That's how that's pronounced.
Sophia Loren? That's not at all what it looks like. Drugs are bad. Why? Just do Sophia Loren. Why do you... People are weird. Another one is Sterling, which is a co-author of another book. These names are getting big because of these books. And then you have Victoria, Violet, Watson, Wellington.
And Cthulhu.
That'd be kind of cool.
I would not name my child Cthulhu.
Mm-mm. Well, you're just asking for it to get beat up later.
No, I'm pretty confident if you named your child Cthulhu, everybody would be fearful. Because they'd be like, oh, Mom, I came home, I went to school, I made a new friend, his name is Cthulhu. And your mom's going to cry in a corner and pray. I'm just saying. Like, I would even knit the little hat that's got all the tentacles. Like, that, I... Can we change our name? Can we change our son's name to Cthulhu? Yes! Swayze agrees.
Okay.
It has been written in stone. Next.
Done.
Whisper of the Week!
Oh my god.
I've always wanted a real steampunk dragon. First off, I just want a dragon. I don't care if it's got gears.
Yeah, no shit. And if it's a dragon made of gears, how is it real? I have lots of questions.
I'm not even going to judge. I just want a dragon.
See, no. All right. The dragon was my favorite animal until I was told that they didn't exist, and then I'm pretty sure I had, like, an existential crisis at, like, 3. And I, like, sat down and cried.
I love you, Abby.
Oh, my. That's terrifying. We're gonna just take that away. We're not going to look at it.
Pretty sure.
You're scary.
No, it's fine. Let me have it back.
You're scary.
I don't know what one of these words is, Abby, but the way I'm reading it made me laugh really hard. My daughter just brought up to me, because this is the first time she's ever seen me record, so I'm trying to keep it slightly more PG than usual.
I'll tell you what one of the words are.
Usually, I'm a vulgar, awful person.
What is that? It's
supposed to be Caitlin.
Oh!
Made the
oh, that's even better! Okay, so it looks like Satan, but it's supposed to be Caitlin.
Go
so
sit down.
It's kind of perfection.
Go away.
Abby?
Go away.
I'm going to treasure this forever. This is the best thing you've ever done for me.
Go away.
I love you.
You're dead
to
me.
I have to read it.
Okay. I am Blythe and Satan and we and funny. My daughter's learning to read and write.
That's not what you put.
That's and, but if it's R, I will correct it for you. But Caitlin's still Satan. This is perfect. Why would you do that to a 5-year-old? She's 5.
I'll read it.
We actually did a live with Blythe a while back, and she hurt her finger, and she, like, turns around. Well, actually, she does. She turns around, and she's like, Mom, I hurt my finger. I turn around, and I look at her, and she's doing this. And I'm like, Abby, and I just lose it. And she's like, what? I hurt my finger. I hurt it, Mom. And I'm like, Abby, that's not a nice thing to do. Okay, well, I'm trying to record.
I am Blythe.
I can't even say my name. It's adorable.
And we are funny.
Good job.
Yeah.
Be free, kiddo.
And oh.
Okay.
Oh, you
play.
See.
Aaron said it wrong. Aaron said that wrong.
Ah, so it's Aaron who called me Satan.
You know what's even better? Betty, you call. I approve of this message. I'm just saying. So, tell me something good. We'll come back to that. Tell me something good, Caitlin.
We're here!
And we're excited.
We're here!
No, actually, we're really excited. This is the first time I've ever been to Emerald City.
Uh-huh.
And we actually have some really amazing people, like Beard and Bean here supporting us, and Roberto's rolling in, and the Children of Proteus are in the back looking absolutely fantastic. We're going to be interviewing and talking to them about their steampunk costumes that they're premiering this weekend. They are absolutely fantastic in every sense of the form.
Yeah.
But yeah, just nothing dramatic.
Oh, I probably moved to the wrong one.
You're kind of derpy, Caitlin. So, Roberto, you missed it. My daughter wrote, "I am Blythe and Satan, and we are funny." Talking about Caitlin. Right? I'm going to tell everybody this. This is my favorite thing.
Mommy?
Yes, baby.
It's supposed to be.
I know it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be, Caitlin, but you did it
better.
Wrong.
I'll read you it.
No,
you already did. You're good.
All right.
Okay, we need to do this because we didn't answer it ourselves, and then we'll go back to them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What does steampunk mean to you, Caitlin?
Okay. To be honest, steampunk, like, I don't really think of it as steampunk. I think of it as, like, personal because, well, okay, Gear's my last name. My grandpa, who carried over the name to our family, died when I was like 5, so I never really got to know him. So I recently went through like all of his stuff, and I found out that he was really into like gear stuff, like gears and shit. So I don't know. I see steampunk, I don't really think of it. I just see gears, and I'm like, I need it. This is mine. This is a part of me. So I'm really into gear stuff. I don't really think of it as steampunk. Then I see steampunk, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. But I think of like, that doesn't make any sense, but it makes sense in my head. Okay. I feel like I'm entitled to all the gear stuff. Sure. Hey, are you gonna do the trend that's happening this year?
The glitter?
Oh, are you gonna do a glitter beard?
I posted this. You glitter your beard out for the holidays.
Yeah, no. My beard is literally little. I can't do much with it. Besides, if I do something like that, I would.
That's the point.
You would? Oh, we could do your hair.
Can we, please?
That would be a lovely holiday. Beard and Bean holiday edition.
Perfect. That's okay. That's fine.
To be fair, you are friends with David Turner.
I mean, it's almost 2016. I feel like that's okay.
You're friends with David Turner.
He's also friends with David.
See all the strippers.
I've never watched David Turner.
I don't think anybody wants to.
I've seen it. You don't want to see it.
You're done.
Oh, yeah.
And she paid for it.
Oh, no. All the no. No, he had to pay me. There wasn't enough drinks he purchased.
Just a little bit of your heart.
He's destroyed. He's not a ginger, though. I don't understand why he took some of my happiness away.
What does steampunk mean to you, bitch? Make fun of my answer.
I'm not making fun of your answer.
You make fun of my answer.
I think it's adorable.
Fine. No way.
I actually did not get into steampunk until I saw Kate. Well, I met Kate and Charlie. I always kind of made fun of steampunk in all honesty because I did not understand it. And then I started talking to Kate about it because all I saw was the gears and the little hats and the goggles. And I didn't understand the lifestyle or the choices of it. It's become a very interesting aspect to see things come together and see things grow, and it becomes a part of you, and it becomes more of a family kind of situation. I know. Well, no, I mean, fuck you, but this is the only thing I own that's steampunk, and that's from her.
Yeah,
but
and I don't here. Really, I don't think of it as steampunk. I just think of it as, like, cool.
What
personal.
I find is really awesome is that just with that little thing, if you can stand up for video,
okay.
It's like
sure, I'll go put my boots in it.
Oh my god, I could be!
I'm okay with that. I didn't even think about that when I got dressed this morning. Oh my god, I need guns. I need steampunk guns. I need all of the guns. And I know, Charlie's flipping me his crab.
Perfect.
He's crabbing. I want to be steampunk Han Solo now. That is my new goal in life. Yes! You have guns.
There's at the Christmas store in the mall, there is a gear clock where you see like all the gears going around, and I've never wanted anything more in my life. Oh my god, no! Don't enable her, man! I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead.
Oh, I get new cape! She already said she'd change her last name so we don't have to change the name.
Perfect! We already know it sounds good.
It's yeah. True. Which is why I like... We'll just do... We'll have a new podcast and we'll name it... We'll name it something.
Look at the Irish.
Have you talked about our Lord and Savior, Proteus?
You just change hers to Ireland, you guys would be Look at the Irish.
No, I don't like that.
Okay,
that
fine.
That makes
then.
Me sad.
Fine. It's whatever. I'm not Irish at all.
So after Kate and Charlie are done taking pictures, I'd love to kidnap them.
They'll never be done taking pictures.
I know, because they're amazing. Do you need us now? Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Pull up a chair. Come on,
Lulu. I mean, it's not like he can actually talk.
Pull up a chair. Oh, he can't really pull up a chair.
Yeah, he
never
can't
mind.
Really sit.
Sorry.
So Kate and Charlie are the absolutely most amazing people ever. I'm going to take your picture while you're touching things.
I want to, too. No, go back. Go back to touching.
We're being invaded by crabs. Do you want them to stand in front of the camera for you?
No, they're
good. Okay.
There's still not nipples, kids.
No, you're just causing chaos. I like it.
Abby, you're fine, baby. He can't sit. No. Okay, he'll get a tail up his butt.
Oh, he really can't sit. Aww.
You know, Charlie's going to be real tired by the end of the day.
Can you do it on your knees? Here, I don't like this. Let me help you.
This is comedic gold. No, let it happen. Let it happen.
Help!
I just want it to happen.
I went and checked my time
all
off today.
All of it today. To happen. So, okay.
Here.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
You're moving
okay.
My stuff.
You're prettier.
You're the prettiest.
Oh, God, this is a circle jerk.
It is.
I'm just going to keep going
with compliments. Oh, God, you're just so perfection.
You make the best food.
You make the best food.
No.
Oh, we don't even need these guys. We got each other.
Well, they're never touching each other, so that's fine. You got to make it.
Yep, he sure is. Do you want me to open it for you?
He can't eat it. Why would you try and kill a crab?
Because
you're a dick.
Fish okay. Are friends, not food, Caitlin.
They're so damn delicious, though.
I've never really ate much seafood.
Caviar.
I'd love some caviar from you. Okay, so hi, guys.
Hi.
This is the Children of Proteus that we're going to be talking to for a few minutes. What is this? Oh, that's their cab. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, why you got started. Tell us a little bit about Children of Proteus.
Well, we got started last year. I mean, I've done cons like growing up and stuff, but last year was Charlie's first ever convention, and we really only went because we wanted to meet steam-powered giraffe. Like, that was primarily the only reason, and we wanted to look cool. And since I've missed the ocean ever since I've moved to Rhode Island, I'm like, well, I like mermaids. Oh my god, do we need to put rubber bands around your claws? Calm it down.
No, keep up the good work.
Where did you get a hammer? Oh no, we're done.
Your eyebrows look fabulous, by the way.
I need a haircut anyway. It's too big.
So you guys wanted to meet steampunk giraffe, and you wanted to be mermaid casting.
Yeah, so we built these costumes, not really thinking much about it, because we're like, yeah, you know, it'll be all right, and I'm gearing Charlie up to be like Listen, it's your first convention. Don't expect anything big. You know, we probably won't be noticed that much. And then we get here, and little Mr. Egocentric can't move 5 feet without getting his picture taken. And I was like, well, crap. So we
all the crap.
The thing is, we had so much fun at this convention last year. We met so many awesome people that, like, convinced us, like, what do you mean you guys don't do this? That we're like, all right, I guess we can do this. I mean, we joined up with Ichika, we met Beard Queen, and we just met this huge network of people that were just so friendly. And we're like, we don't want to leave. Let's stay.
Forever.
So we became the most ridiculous fish act in all the world. Oh my god, we lost our lives.
Please tell me somebody is taking pictures of this.
Come here, Krabby. Come here, cutie.
Still working stuff out.
Oh, beautiful. What happened? Oh my god.
The hell down.
Okay.
This is so magical.
Just don't sit. Just be pretty and stand and be exhausted all goddamn day.
What if they were the ghosts? Okay.
What if the jellyfish back there was the ghost?
The jellyfish is a ghost. She's haunting your youngest. Well, your second youngest.
She's so darn adorable, though.
She's a hussy.
Whoa. That escalated rather quickly, and I liked it.
We have a hussy and Satan in here. Perfect.
She's a straight hussy.
Oh, that really tickles.
So, got into this.
Yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration from? Like, why did you choose the things you have chosen? Why be the rooster fish and the crab?
Well, the rooster fish and the crab became because after the I guess I want to say success of our first ever real cosplay, we were like, okay, what are we going to do to cement this?
Oh my God, please film yourself. Please film yourself. Please film yourself.
I'm gonna open it for you.
Please. I'm gonna have a stroke over here.
Oh Jesus. We're getting nowhere.
No, that's
no,
fine.
Got this.
Keep going, Kate.
Yeah. Alright, so
yeah. Please, Kate. I'm just gonna give the crab his crabs.
So we decided that, you know, so many people were like, wow, I never thought of fish in steampunk, like mer people.
Get this. This is my favorite thing that has ever happened to me.
I love all the dead air that's happening.
Because I don't even care.
Like, I wish we were legit filming at this point because I don't even want to talk. I just want Charlie to walk around. I know.
Thanks, man.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Please.
Just make it happen.
We want to put it on our
Charlie
YouTube.
Make it happen. Oh man.
But yeah, so we decided because so many people were like, I would have never thought of that. And to us, it just seems like such a perfect melding of like fish, like mer people, and steam technology. They would need water to survive on land, reverse scuba suits. It just made so much sense to us that we needed to cement it as ours. So we decided to build this storyline, and we've been making a comic book with a couple of friends we've met since doing this. And we've been working on storyboards. Actually, the storyboard artist is our jellyfish. She's been running around entertaining your kids.
Yeah, no, she's the best jellyfish ever.
Hi, beautiful. You're cutie. You're a cute hussy. That's right. But yeah, so these are just two new characters from the same storyline. Like, he's the undership engineer. According to, oh my goodness, can't take you anywhere.
This is why we can't have nice things.
You're grounded.
Do the bowl mints!
No.
Do the bowl mints.
No.
I'll clean it up.
No, because the bowl will break.
It'll be fine.
It won't
so
be
he
fine.
Tips it over first, and then just.
Aw, jeez. Aw, jeez.
There went the owl.
I always kind of figured that the aquatic thing was a little 2,000 leagues under the sea or something.
Nemo!
Very cool. Yeah,
it is, yeah.
I'll take it. Run
with it.
I'll touch it.
It is small.
I would love to get all up under her legs.
It may
be pretty.
Yeah.
I'll give you some good caviar.
Yeah, you gonna make her wet too?
Yeah.
Of course.
Listen, I come with my own moisturizer. I'm a temperate rainforest.
Oh, that's your job. Awesome.
What's up, Clix? You hangly bangly his nangly's.
So I'm very fortunate to have you guys as close friends.
It makes my life.
We love you.
Makes my life
like,
smile.
We need you more in our lives, and we already see you like once a week.
I know.
We just need to adopt you.
It's true. Adopt
me. Will you feed me?
No.
Just emancipate yourself from your parents, and we'll adopt you, and you and Swayze can be step-siblings.
Cut off that
poor friend. It will end horribly, but I feel like I'm down.
I think it will go well.
So, Charlie, what do you think? How's it going? Okay, good. Charlie, how do you feel about the nuclear debate? How do you feel about Kate?
Please don't hump me.
Yeah, no hump. All the hump.
Aww. Aww. Watch my weave, girl. Forever to get my hair did.
Do you have any questions for them? Because I've got a couple, but I didn't know if you'd want to ask anything.
What's your... Do you have a favorite fish?
Do you have a favorite fish?
The crab or the walleye? Crab.
Crab.
He likes crabs. Though he didn't really understand how crabs worked before this costume.
I've got a question.
So, what if?
If you're going to throw a piece of seafood at someone, what type of seafood would it be and who would you throw it at?
Tilapia.
She had that answer right away.
No, she hates tilapia because it's not a real fish.
It's not a real fish!
And it has nipples.
She's totally fine.
That's okay.
Apparently, peppermint is a seafood.
What? Tilapia is not a real fish?
No, tilapia is not a real fish. No, I would throw tilapia at all of my enemies. Anemones.
All of your enemies?
Oh, Jesus.
Please go walk around with it.
But no, tilapia is a genetically engineered fish to taste like the best of freshwater and seawater fish.
That's disgusting.
And it's raised in like tanks full of feces and stuff. Eat tilapia, kids. Eat real seafood
disgusted.
From the coast. Though I wouldn't even eat seafood this far inland.
Yeah, people always ask, like, I've heard people, like, I have friends that work in like seafood restaurants and they always get the question, is this freshly caught? And it's like, you're in
Kansas. Absolutely not.
You're in Kansas.
Everything you get in Kansas is at least 3 weeks since caught. Yeah, it's flippin' disgusting.
Okay.
What should the capital of Atlantis be?
The capital?
Yep.
I have a question.
Well, Atlantis wasn't a country, it was a city.
That's incorrect. The capital should be A.
Aha!
How do you guys feel about Aquaman?
I mean, I can't talk bad about my uncle, man.
Wow, she broke.
I won't go on a date with him though, because that was a little weird, and he does not like clingy women.
But he does like redheads.
He likes redheads, but he likes women that will cheat on him with his, like you know, his brother. So
okay,
we don't talk about that.
Was Aquaman more cool, you know, in relevant terms, before or after the Hook Claw?
No, Hook Claw is the Aquaman man. Oh my god, no!
I
love teen angst Aquaman.
Dude.
Teen angst Aquaman.
That's when he gets the hook. I mean, I know he's a full-grown man, but that's teen angst Aquaman, where he's like, I hate everything. No one understands my pain.
That's Aquaman all the time, man. Be real. That's why I like him so much.
So I know the answer to this question, but how long did it take you to do this cosplay?
Yeah.
I know.
What time did you wake up?
No, I know. That's why I know the answer. But because you guys look so fantastic, people are like, oh, that must have taken you months.
I did it last night.
Yep.
Seriously?
Well, the headdress she had done
a week ago.
The
headdress I did ahead of time. This I did 2 days ago. The bodysuit I just got in because I had so much problems getting a goddamn bodysuit.
All the rage.
Oh, no, yeah, I ordered from, like, 3 different places, and they all messaged me back, like, 2 weeks later saying that they were back-ordered until December. So this is, like, my 3rd bodysuit I've ordered, and I ordered, like, 3 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The fins I made, like, 2 days ago. The feet I've had for a while.
Yeah, no, you did the feet a while
and
back.
Charlie did the weapons. But, yeah, no, I...
What... time did you guys wake up this morning to get ready?
7:30.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
They were on the ball.
See, Charlie, on the other hand, was smart, and he did his stuff ahead of time, and his stuff has been prepared for the most part.
How many hours have you put in, Charlie?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Clip for the number of hours.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I can count to F.
I like F. F's a good number.
F it all. Perfect.
What about your other cosplay? What about tomorrow? Have you finished?
Okay.
Have you made your pants? You have not made your pants?
No. Pants we made tonight.
Oh Jesus.
The roller skates are done.
So you guys entered in the contest.
Wait, you have roller skates?
She's going
to
be.
Skates, yeah. The roller skates and the hat are done.
This is the one I'm most excited for.
Oh my
and
god.
And the wingspan's done.
Yeah.
The jacket and the pants aren't done.
I am so excited.
But
for
the pattern's cut out. I got that far.
Yeah.
Before I was like, I should probably go to bed. Like I'm still awake, but I should probably go to bed. I need a nap.
I need a winky.
So real quick, you've got a follower who's rebroadcast. It's Marisa 11.
Thank you.
You're pretty.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You're perfection.
You're awesome.
You are awesome.
I love you.
Free caviar for you.
So, another question.
Yes. What's up? Give me the question.
What is the sushi of the sea? You are
okay.
Hey, I'm jelly bean. Fresh jelly bean.
Oh, I'll take some fresh jelly bean.
Careful, sticks in your teeth.
I'm okay with that. I think I vomited a little in my mouth.
Listen, man. It's tasty.
I'm very confused.
Tasty. I will eat you.
You quit poking me.
Yes. I got a good.
Well, you know what's good about getting a little jelly bean, right?
Mm. Put it in my mouth.
I come in every flavor.
Yep. So, you want to talk about biscuits? Yeah. Okay, so Charlie has a cosplay tomorrow.
We call her Bitch Tits because we didn't give her a real name until like 2 days ago. Her name now is Nephra, by the way.
Oh, I remember you guys throwing that around.
Yeah, no, her name is Nephra. Because he was trying to think of names and I was being a douche and being like, Olga.
I feel like Olga would have been slightly more intimidating.
Beth Ann.
Olga's like a terrifying Viking.
So finally
name.
When I got to like Bobby Sue, so finally I went, Nephra, and he goes, I can live with that. And I'm like, okay.
So what are these characters' names?
Crab.
Two E's and a Q.
Yeah, pretty much. And then this is okay. So she's an Aztec. She's from like Aztec Maya.
Uh-huh.
So she's got a real Aztec Maya name. Her name is Zama Manama.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not making you say that. It's terrible.
Zama Mamana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zama Mamana. Zama Mamana.
I need
it's like a really bad dance. You doing a
no,
cup.
No, I feel like I should do this when I say it.
Oh,
all the yelling.
Oh, we're good.
We're 15 minutes. They're stuck.
Good.
Move it away.
Just come sit on my lap, jellyfish.
That looks like what you wore on Halloween.
That's some of where it came from.
Oh, okay.
Meet my jellyfish, internet.
I love her.
Oh, great. Now you're going to have to get teed on.
No. Now it's Poor Girls One Show.
Four Girls One Show?
Yeah.
What up?
All the no. Hard pass.
Four Girls One Charlie?
Hard pass. Get stung by a jelly bean, you have to put it in the
glass. Wow. Wow, we all know where your mind is going right now.
Get stung by a jellyfish, you got to pee on it, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, now that's
you're
five
here to help,
girls.
Right? You're into that sort of thing.
Well, no, but, you know.
No, we can't have a minor in the show.
I
she's like, no, there's five girls on the show.
No, absolutely not.
No, you're precious. Mm-hmm. You're not old enough.
On that note.
Yeah, run away. Run away, Freya.
I am not going away.
Both the way for reaction. Bathrooms are the other way.
And he's gone.
Oh.
He got tired of the girls.
Perfect.
All the girls. He's perfection. Absolute perfection.
Hey, I love that. Oh, I'm good.
What is your favorite cosplay you have created out of this universe?
Huh?
I have to say I'm most excited for tomorrow's, even though it's not done. I'm excited for tomorrow's. And I know it's not going to be done for tomorrow. Like, it's not going to be complete. Yeah. But I am most excited for that one. Because, I mean, our goal was, the reason why we did two fish for this convention was because we have a feeling we might be gone within the year. So we wanted to get all of our ideas out at once. But our original plan was to one-up ourselves every single time we did a new costume. So even though they won't, tomorrow's costumes are supposed to one-up these costumes from today. So I'm most excited for my flying fish tomorrow. And Charlie really wanted to do bitch tits, but we wouldn't let him because I'm like, it's not ready, she's not where we want her. But when those are finished, those are definitely going to be the strongest out of like the costumes we've made so far.
Now, tell us about your, like, for yours tomorrow, like, where do they fit in with the universe? Like, he's obviously the engineer because he's Crab. He's
Crab.
And then she's, this one is kind of like the quartermaster. And then Miss Shannon is essentially the first mate's best friend. Because Nereza's the first mate slash captain. Because she's definitely pulling a Long John Silver bitch thing. Where she's just kind of using the human on the ship for her own needs. And this is the reason we get to do that. Because she's got lithium stingers.
That's bad.
And she just zaps them into boobs and oblivion. That's the best. We keep them sedated.
What a way to go.
Right? It would be perfection.
We just keep them sedated with big, big boobs and zappers. Best.
Yeah. Zaps and boobs. Boobs and zaps.
This was kind of the quartermaster. The only one that actually doesn't fit in is the flying fish.
But that's going to be my favorite. Like, we need to talk about the two artists that are at your booth right now as well.
Yes.
So we should get on that because they have done some amazing artwork.
So we have a booth here, and we had a couple of friends, one of which Charlie works with. His name is Seth Groves, and he's been saying that he's a really talented artist, and it's sickening how good he is. And he's been wanting to, sell his art, and he found an in with steampunk, but he was like, well, what do I really like about steampunk? So we teamed up with a couple other friends, CJ Marsh. And they both agreed, what do they like about steampunk? And they said Kate and Charlie. So they approached us about maybe doing a couple of Children of Proteus prints. And we're like, you know what? Yeah, let's go for it. So they're selling a whole bunch of prints of our fish at the booth.
That they never saw until today when they premiered these two.
Yeah,
they drew their fish, just from the descriptions and pictures.
I would say, I had concept drawings and stuff like that I've done at my house, and I handed them off to both of them, this is what they're supposed to look like. I don't know if that's what they're supposed to look like, they're going to be in when they get out, but this is what it's close to.
I want one.
You can take your liberties, because honestly, let's face it, the Star Wars comics originally came out before the movies, and Obi-Wan had a pink lightsaber. Let's pink lightsaber this. You have liberties. You can exaggerate. We don't care.
They made Charlie real buff.
But
real buff.
He ended up
kind of
real buff.
Yeah, no, he walked up and I was like, you're way buffer than I expected, buddy.
No, yeah, it kind of worked out. CJ told the future.
That terrifies me.
No. I just want a print because we can put it on our wall background.
I like that, too.
I want all the prints.
Me and Charlie also have a couple of prints that Charlie does the Photoshop stuff.
Nice.
So he makes some actual, things for, the comic book concept-wise, Nereza's backstory, she has a couple of old circus photos. Draven, because he burned down the circus Nereza was in, has a wanted poster. We have a couple of photos that are me and Charlie, as me and Charlie, and then another one of me and him is Draven and Nereza. There's one of the Protean flag, which is the fish skeleton, and it says Proteus in Greek lettering. So there's some fun stuff. It's pretty awesome. There's one of each of us. We're actually kind of bummed because what CJ drew for bitch tits looks way better than what Charlie's
going to
look like tomorrow.
It'll be fun. Now,
work out.
The crab, and I'm not even going to try it.
Nope.
Are you guys competing with those?
Yeah, it's going to be me, Shannon, and the crab for the costume contest today.
Okay. And what time is the costume contest?
I think it's 1:30.
Oh.
Not the actual show itself, the actual rehearsal.
Pre-judging is 1:30 and the show itself is 2:00.
Yeah.
Okay. We will be there and we'll do video and cheer you guys up.
guys on.
Yeah.
All that
hey,
fun stuff.
Speaking of video, we're actually going to be going around with our camcorder and getting people's different cosplays and asking them, like, questions.
What cosplay means to you.
And steampunk and everything, so.
That was one of our big selling points for this convention.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to thank the Children of Proteus.
I'm sorry, Charlie, though.
No, Charlie had his own prerogative. His clicking and his humping and his knocking things off the table was absolute perfection. That's all I needed.
We'll get him some rubber bands. It'll be fine.
No. Don't you put that beautiful creature in a tank. Don't you single him.
I'll put you in a tank.
I would love for you to put me in the tank.
You should have given birth to your baby in that tank.
I should not have given birth to... No, okay, funny story real quick. Here's my life with Blythe. So I was at Kate and Charlie's house when I went into labor with my son. All the pain. We kept joking about waterproof the entire evening.
Oh, yeah.
And when I did go into labor, I walked out of the bathroom, and Charlie's like, are you okay? And I'm doubled over his table saying, I need to go to the hospital now. And luckily, they're only a three-minute drive from Wesley because I had Liam, like, an hour and a half
this
later.
This woman can push out babies at Olympic speed, ladies and gentlemen. Like, she left our house at 9:30. We got a phone call at 11 saying the baby was delivered and ready to be visited. And we're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. T-shirt cannon.
It's gross.
Like,
awesome.
I'm starting to think you might be a human slip and slide.
I am. Maybe I'm channeling my inner fish.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm done.
I'm just slippery when wet.
I'm done.
Oh.
I'm done.
Oh.
I love you, Bon Jovi.
Thanks, Wayne, for being our first guest in here. We thought it was going to be our only guest. Thanks, man.
We appreciate you.
We do. I don't know what drove you in here, but thanks.
I think I went out there and I harassed him. Is that what it was?
No. My wife was in the next room and I just felt like...
Well, we appreciate you. We do appreciate you.
So the wife's busy, so I'll come in here in this room.
Yeah, no.
I like it. I'll take it.
Maybe we've made a new fan. Probably not. Because
we
kind of suck. But maybe. Just maybe.
Just
no,
maybe.
She's majestic. This one's so good. She makes real good chicken tacos.
Oh, I do.
No, yeah.
I forgot that your guys' is chili.
That's okay.
Oh,
it's okay. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll give you chili tomorrow.
All right.
I have bowls. Everybody, well, all of a sudden there was just a flood of people and all the chili was essentially gone. I think I have like one container of chili left. So I will bring it for you guys to share.
Well, and on that note, I think that's a good end for today.
It is a good end for today.
Thank you guys.
Thank you,
Beard
Mead. Thank you, Children of Proteus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Meerkat and our person.
Yes.
You're our new best friend.
That freaks me out, man.
Find us on Facebook.
Thank you, Emerald City Steampunk.
Yes, for having us.
Yeah, we're very, very, very grateful. Maybe next year we'll actually have more than five people in here at one time.
I know it's slim this year for today.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm not too concerned. Because my anxiety level was, like, up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we were on our way. I've never been anxious about doing anything. And I was like, coming
it's always
here,
me,
and, like,
and I was chill.
11 says you're welcome.
Aww, yay.
You're pretty.
You had 43 watchers.
What?
Wow. That room was full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Virtual.
Perfect.
Oh, God, I didn't even have to look at them. That was fantastic.